I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India has opened one of the largest hospitals in the world to fight COVID-19 as it continues to ravage the capital city of Delhi. With the virus spreading throughout the country, even in the rural areas, Mission India has concentrated on relief efforts. Eric Morsa tells us,
we've distributed over 65,000 relief kits. So that equates to over 65,000 families that were given relief kits that provide food for a family of four for 4 weeks, and then masks, hand sanitizer, and vitamins to help kind of keep people healthy and the virus at bay.
Morsehead says many of the relief kits contain a declaration of the love of Jesus. As this ministry continues, pray that many would embrace Jesus as their Lord and that COVID-19 would be contained in India. And the COVID-19 pandemic is changing nearly every aspect of daily life in Lebanon, a country already plagued by major economic issues. One group is making sure vulnerable kids stay on the radar. Heba Al-Jamal serves with the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, or LSESD.
A country like ours, who has been suffering for 30 years of war, we are very far from what the needs of each child are. In some way, this will never be a priority in Lebanon. And because this is never going to be a priority, these students are going to stay marginalized forever.
Workers like Heba extend God's love and compassion to special needs kids and their families through education. The ministry team worked together when lockdown measures forced everything online. But it's not been an easy transition. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.